Hello, 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 hello. You know me, I'm back again. You know me, I got so much energy. You can be in the same room with me and not be gingered.
Mm-hmm.
Hello and welcome to another episode of WSW Worship Song of the Week. And I remain your host, Ejiro. You can call me EJ.
That's what I call her.
Hello, guys. So it's so good to be back again. Today, we are in the studio, like in a proper studio, okay? Yeah. Last week, I was experimenting and we recorded in the car.
In the car, yeah, I remember.
You know? But today, we're in a proper studio, guys. Yeah. Praise God. Thank you for tuning on to the podcast today. Thank you for always listening and thank you for the feedback, guys. It was awesome. Last week's feedback was awesome. Thank you everyone who listened for the first time. Thank you everyone who shared with your friends and family. God bless you. All right, how was your week? Mine was exciting. You can hear it from my voice, okay? So thank God. It was a great week. I give God praise. Wasn't void of its challenges or anything like that, but I'm just so excited and grateful for life and for everything. Yes. So today on the podcast, I have, go check my Instagram page. You see a lovely face. So you can match the face with the voice, okay? I have this powerhouse. I call her powerhouse because if you hear her sing, you will understand what I'm saying. Yes, you will understand what I'm saying. So I have with me in the studio, Abigail,
hey.
All the way from Jamaica.
Yeah. Well, go on.
Hi, Abigail. Oh, yes, please speak some patois to us.
Some patois?
Introduce yourself in patois.
Watagwan people. My name is Abigail Medea. It's been a long day, but praise the Lord, I'm here with my good friend EJ in the studio.
Yeah, Medea, girl. Speak it. Oh, my God. This girl is fire.
Oh, God.
She's also a spoken spoken word poet.
Yes.
Also, check my Instagram page at Ejiro Sakede, and you see a clip of a poem. Oh my God, it was super great. Like, I was so proud. I'm like, yes, that's my girl.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, she's also a spoken word poet, and she's a singer, and she's a daughter of Zion, and I'm so glad to have her in the house today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, Abigail. How are you?
I am so happy to be in the same room as you. Like, I'm so blessed to be around another sister, another friend. Like, this is exciting. This is the best to end to my day. I'm so happy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm happy that you're happy.
Yes, so blessed.
Yeah. So how was your week? Or how has the week been going so far?
Well, the week has been a week. It's the week of submissions. But, you know, it's a wonderful week. Still blessed. Still here. Still moving on, and I'm very happy. Can't complain.
Praise God. Exactly. Yes. You know, God has been too faithful.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So tell me, what is your worship song of the week? Because as you know, this podcast is about you, or about us sharing our testimony about how a particular song has blessed our lives. So what is that song for you this week?
So for this week, my song is O Come to the Altar.
Or what about the song that made you choose it as your worship song of the week?
Oh, wow. So it's mostly because of this phase in my life that I found myself in for the past 2 months where I've really been, you know, just feeling this call from God to come closer to Him and to surrender to Him and to really just find myself in Him. And this song is literally just me entering that space with God every time I hear it, every time I get in my quiet place to read my Bible and to spend my time with God, to come to the altar and to just leave, as the song says, leave behind all my mistakes and all my cares and all that I think I should do and just surrender to my God who knows me better than anyone else. So yeah, this has been my, you know, my song of surrender for this season. So for this week especially, I found myself searching through Spotify and finding this song and playing it over and over,
again,
getting myself into that mindset. You know, it's time to come to the altar of God. Yeah.
Wow. So how has that been since you've been listening to the song and just getting to that space where you're responding to this pull from the Lord to kind of, you know, come to the altar, come closer? How has that experience been so far?
It's been an exciting and revealing one because For me, it's because I've just found time again to finally spend some time with God, because I'm what I would call an everything person, which I think is just a syndrome that a lot of, you know, university students or people in Dubai go through, where you find yourself doing everything and there's never enough time to spend time with the God that you love. And only recently, you know, I've acknowledged that again in my life, that I don't have a set time in the day where I need to spend time with God. And honestly, there's seems to be no time in anything. It seems like the 24 hours we get is just not enough.
It's not enough. I know. Tell me about it. Like, before you say, Jack, it's another day already.
Exactly.
And the week is gone. And you're like, what happened?
You're wondering where the time went.
Yeah. There's so much to do and there's so little time.
Exactly.
But then again, I buy the idea of having that special time. Like, nothing should tamper with that. But there are seasons in your life where, like, literally, you really, like, you're just in that space where things are just happening so fast that you really don't have that time. There's not a set time. So how do you deal with that? Because there's not a set time, like, every day.
Yeah, like, I can't pick out a certain hour in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, but still, you still, how do you deal with that? Like, not having a set time of the day to spend with the Lord?
So I finally assessed my day for once, to just finally sit down and be like, okay, what's it that I do in my day? And I found that I always had at least 30 minutes, whether it be a lunch break, the time when I'm coming to school in the mornings, or when I'm going home.
The commuting.
Exactly.
That's
like
a great time.
2 hours to charge. What a commute. So there's always a set time, even if I'm exhausted, I'm not too exhausted to not open the Word of God or to, like, listen to worship. So I'm like, you know, there might not be a time where I can sit down and, like, properly, like, close off the world for a while and come to God, but there's a time that he still gives me where I can wind down and abide in him. That's a big word that's been resting on me for the past week, from last week Friday at church. It says, abide in my word. That was in one of the sermons. And it just hit me, like, I need to abide in God, because, as you said, we come in these seasons where there's no set time, and it's those times that you spend abiding in God's word that get you through those seasons, that keep, like, your soul flowing with his love and his word and his reassurances, you know?
Yeah. And I like the fact that you said, like, abiding with him. Like, it might not be like when you shut out the world, like, you don't have that opportunity to shut out the world, but then you still have that time that it's just you. You could be in the midst of people, but you are not where they are, because you are connected at that point to the Father. And that's what really counts, and that's what is really important, you know, in connecting and in abiding and in coming to the altar.
Yeah, of course, 100%.
Wow, thank you so much. And I really, really pray that as this call and this pull that you're getting from the Father, that is really going to continue and take you deeper in this season.
Yes. In the name of Jesus. Thank
amen,
you so much.
Amen. Thank you so much for coming on
Thank
the podcast today.
Me.
Like I said before, Abigail is a singer, so she's just going to sing part of the song for us.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
So sorry, today
we
do not
earlier.
Yeah. Today we do not have a backing track, so we are going to go purely a cappella. So be blessed as we render a portion of O Come to the Altar. By who?
This is by Elevation Worship.
By Elevation Worship.
That I listen to.
Yeah, by Elevation Worship. So I'm going to drop the link to the YouTube video of O Come to the Altar by Elevation Worship so that you can also listen to it and be blessed. But right now, we are going to sing an a cappella version of that.
So take this it is away, just the chorus. O come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
All right. Yes. Woo. Oh, come to the altar. Yes. Jesus has paid the price for you. Just come as you are. He loves you the way you are. And when you come into him, then he's going to do the cleaning job. Okay.
Yes.
Just you abide in him, stay with him, trust him, and he's going to do the cleaning job. As you walk with him, he's going to rid you of everything that does not glorify him in your life. And I pray for you that as you consider this in your heart, as you take that step forward to say, you know what, what, God? I have been having this pull, just as Abigail testified today. I've been having this pull to come towards the altar. God, I am ready. I pray that as you surrender to this call, as you, you know, leave yourself, as you release yourself to get closer, that he would pull you closer into his embrace, and you are going to have a fantastic time with the Father. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Until I come your way again with yet another episode of WSW with yet another guest, it's me saying goodbye and have a pleasant week. Bye.
Bye-bye.